Incumbent Brian Blanchard is a Democrat. He's proud to be one of the leaders of the ongoing caucus investigation. His Republican challenger, Rick Ramish, claims the investigation is taking too long, but Blanchard contends his department has been working steadily. Meanwhile, Blanchard criticizes his opponent for taking donations from lawyers who have, in the past, represented some of the figures involved in the scandal.
My campaign's not accepting donations from any witness or target in the Capitol investigation or from any attorney or law firm representing any witness or target in the cases. I think it's important that whoever is Dane County District Attorney in January 2003 be able to say that.
Republican Ramish, a former county sheriff, contends the attorneys who gave him money are old friends. Also at issue is that Blanchard accepted some campaign help from a caucus staffer in an earlier campaign. Blanchard says the help only took a few minutes and he didn't know the person was a state employee. Still, Ramish says the DA shouldn't be directly involved in the caucus investigation.
I've always said from day one that I felt that to take the politics out of a political investigation, you need to form what I call a government affairs unit, which is career civil service prosecutors with investigators that are not elected officials.
A judge found Blanchard didn't have a conflict of interest. Similarly, the nonpartisan group Common Cause has said the donations Ramish accepted only appear to be a conflict of interest. On more traditional DA issues, Blanchard has had the department back off on investigating immigration violations. He says that'll encourage more reporting of crime. Ramish touts a plan to clean up communities by having prosecutors proactively target even relatively minor criminals. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.